Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Ever feel like you're too busy to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution. No more meal planning, no more stressing about nutrition, no more shopping. Every Sunbasket meal is designed by dietitians and chefs to be healthy, nourishing, and delicious with none of the hassle. You can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy recipes each week with dietary options like Mediterranean diet, vegetarian, carb conscious, and even gluten-free dishes, all featuring organic fresh produce. There are truly options for everyone. Plus, you don't have to lock into one type of meal plan. Pick and choose what you're in the mood for every week. Sunbasket takes care of all the hard parts of healthy eating and delivers right to your door. All you do is follow the easy step-by-step recipes, dig in, and enjoy the benefits of eating your best. I was excited to find out that they had plans including gluten-free and dairy-free recipes that are tasty. Go to sunbasket.com/therapychat today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/therapychat to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's been seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. I've noticed that when I feed my dogs regular supermarket brands, they have more itchy skin, scratching their ears, behavior issues, agitation. And when I feed them healthy whole foods, superfoods, they're calmer, happier, and not having those skin issues and ear discomfort. Go to badlandsranch.com/chat and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/chat today. I'm excited to share with you that Trauma Therapist Network and Therapy Chat are sponsoring the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health, IMMH, conference in October 10th through 13th at the stunning Gaylord National Harbor Resort in Washington, D.C. Early bird pricing is still available, and I have for you a $100 discount off of the early bird price. There are also special discount rates for the hotel available only through September 16th. This conference is in person and I'm going to be there. I can't wait to meet all of you who are attending in person. I'm going to have an exhibitor table so you can come by and say hi to me. Also trying to organize a Trauma Therapist Network gathering and a therapy chat gathering, maybe a dinner. So I'm hoping that many of you will be there too to hear from leading experts in integrative mental health, including the latest keynote edition, esteemed British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra, along with many other amazing speakers, including multiple-time Therapy Chat guests Dr. Leslie Korn and Linda Tai. You can earn up to 24 CEs and discover the latest research on neuroinflammation, psychedelics, genomics, trauma, nutritional and metabolic psychiatry, the gut-brain connection, the nervous system, the heart-mind connection, etc. Seth Porges and Benjamin Fry, who was a recent Therapy Chat guest, will also be there. Join me at the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference, IMMH 2024. You'll find a link in the show notes to get a ticket with your discount code and a link to book your hotel if you get it by September 16th. So don't miss out. I'll see you there. Go to immh.org and use code TRAUMATH100 to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price. That's TRAUMATH100, TRAUMATH100, to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price through September 16th.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 446.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan. And if you've been listening to Therapy Chat, you know that I went to Germany and England in June. And one of the things that I wanted to do while I was in Europe and the UK was to connect with more trauma therapists who could potentially be part of Trauma Therapist Network, because last year, 2023, when I went to England, I had a few experiences, which I'll talk about in this episode, that led me to realize that there is a lot of need for trauma therapy using bottom-up methods beyond CBT in the UK. And my guest today is Benjamin Fry, who's the founder of Chiron Clinics. I had met Benjamin in England last year and again this spring at Psychotherapy Networker when he was in DC. And when I found out I was going to be going to Germany to attend the Polyvagal Institute gathering, I asked Benjamin if I could come and see his Chiron clinic and experience for myself what it's like there, talk with the staff who work there about the way they work. And he agreed to be interviewed and tell all of us how Chiron clinics are different from the standard therapy options that are available in the UK and throughout much of the rest of the world, including the US. So let me tell you a little bit about Benjamin. Benjamin Fry is the founder of Chiron Clinics, one of the world's leading residential trauma treatment centers, and Televagal. Televagal is something that's being developed with the Polyvagal Institute, for your info. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that over time. It's pretty cool. An accredited psychotherapist, couples therapist, speaker, author, and entrepreneur, Benjamin has written 4 books, including The Invisible Lion, How to Tame Your Nervous System and Heal Your Trauma. With a diverse career spanning psychology, media, and business, Benjamin read physics and philosophy at Oxford and then attended film school, directing a feature-length film distributed by HBO and Paramount. I didn't know about that at all. He later went on to set up various enterprises in the hospitality industry before completing an MA in psychotherapy and counseling and an executive MBA from Oxford University. His first book led to his role as the expert psychotherapist on the BBC series Spendaholics. I didn't know about that either. Benjamin speaks at mental health conferences worldwide, raising awareness of the effectiveness of nervous system-based therapies for treating trauma. He also delivers workshops to help people optimize and heal their relationships through trauma-informed practices and education. And so when I say I didn't know these things about Benjamin, who I've actually spent a fair amount of time with before being with him in person for this interview that you'll see if you watch on YouTube, or you can are listening to now on audio, he's pretty humble about his accomplishments. And so it was hard to get him to really talk about how meaningful the work is that they do at Chiron, but he's very passionate about that. And he has assembled some of the leading experts in the world on
trauma treatment to inform the services that are available at Chiron, which is why I wanted to tell all of you about this program, especially if you live in the UK. You would want to know if you're seeking trauma treatment that this is available, but also even if you live in the US, people can come from anywhere around the world to get treatment at Chiron. It's a beautiful campus. The Chiron House, the residential program, is a beautiful campus in the English countryside. I took a walk near there and encountered a lot of sheep. I found a horseshoe. It was very idyllic. And the therapists who work there are very dedicated and knowledgeable about trauma. And that was what I was trying to find out for myself. I wanted to get a sense of the depth of their knowledge and work in trauma. And I got a really good feeling about it. So it's heartening to me to know that there are some trauma-focused residential treatment programs, at least this one, that provides an integrative approach to healing, which is not the easiest thing to access in the UK because most therapy available through the National Health Service is CBT, and that's time limited, not to mention there are long waiting lists. So I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to share with you this interview with Benjamin Fry. And if you watch on YouTube, which is at youtube.com/@therapychatpodcast. I can't remember if it's at Therapy Chat Podcast or at Therapy Chat. The link is in the show notes. But if you watch the video of this, you'll see Benjamin and I, we recorded the video pretty late into the evening. It was after 9 p.m. and it shows in how tired I looked. But you'll also see some photos of the beautiful grounds. And I was amazed that they conduct some of their therapy sessions in a yurt on the property. And they also have other small buildings that are like one room therapy spaces that are private. And the nature aspect of it is very healing in itself. I mean, I was not there for treatment and I found it very peaceful and very pleasant and just nourishing to my spirit to be in that environment. So let's dive right into my conversation with Benjamin Fry of Chiron Clinics.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so happy to be doing an in-person interview, as you see here, live from the UK with my friend and colleague, Benjamin Fry. Benjamin, thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, it is, and it's a pleasure for me, and I'm very excited to talk to you about what you do and why you do what you do, and something that a lot of people probably don't know is out there that could be really helpful. So before we get started with our topic, let's start off by you telling our audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Well, my name's Benjamin Fry. I guess I'm the founder of a clinic in the UK called Chiron Clinics, which is a residential trauma clinic. I'm also an author. Independently of that, I have a small practice treating couples as a couples therapist. I've had multiple and varied careers in my life, including having a nervous breakdown 15 years ago, which is how I discovered that I had PTSD and trauma from early childhood, which led me into the world that we are now in.
Thank you for sharing that. And when you say that you found out you had PTSD, I think for people who are listening, when you mentioned and trauma from early childhood, can you just say a little bit for people who aren't really familiar with how there's a difference between PTSD and
trauma from
complex PTSD or developmental trauma?
Sure. I think these labels are up for grabs still. So it's probably not fair to say one thing is this, the other thing is that. But I can just speak for myself. You know, my mother died when I was a baby, had various caregivers thereafter. Went to boarding school when I was 8 to 18.
Oh, wow.
So there were various developmental milestones which were interrupted. And then they weren't repaired. So I didn't come from a family where we could talk about these things and where we could work through it together. That would have been a fantasy. So I think that when we talk about developmental trauma, we talk about overwhelming things that happen at a time when we actually needed a good enough environment, a good enough raising to develop from being an infant to a toddler, from a toddler to a child, child to adolescent, adolescent to man or woman. And I was interrupted in most of those stages, so turned out to be a slightly peculiar adult. And as an adult, I've had to find my way to both heal, I suppose, what feels like the symptoms of PTSD, which are kind of like the things we might understand, like depression, anxiety, all kinds of baskets of symptoms which fall into those categories, but also things like attachment wounds, difficulty in relationships, and difficulty with the relationship with myself. So I see those as more of the complex basket. So I've had a bit of everything.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, as you talked about symptoms and anxiety and depression and, you know, diagnostic labels, another thing that I know you're very involved with is polyvagal theory, right?
Yes. Well, I've been lucky enough to meet Stephen Porges reasonably early in my journey of running a treatment center. And he's a lovely guy who will take anyone under his umbrella and help them learn and grow and do better work and be a better person. And so I've seen polyvagal theory from the inside out. I saw it when I was in treatment in America back in 2010. And then I met Stephen. It's one of the pillars of the treatment that we do at Chiron Clinics. So we're very invested in polyvagal theory as a precursor to many other ways of working. Mm-hmm. And if you had to sum it up, Stephen often says it's basically the science of feeling safe. So if you come into residential treatment, you come in because you don't feel safe. It's kind of the definition of why you need to go residential. And so it's very important to engage with the science of feeling safe. It's not the same for everyone. It's not trivial. Sometimes not obvious. But if you've got a really great scientist in your corner who can explain it to you, then you've got half a chance.
Or a therapist who understands polyvagal theory, even if they're not a scientist, right? They can help you understand. Because I think the beautiful thing about polyvagal theory is, in terms of the way we use it in therapy typically, is how it helps us understand that our nervous system has different responses to threat and to sense of lack of safety that often is representative of what most people think of as mental health symptoms. I think one thing that I hope will happen from this conversation is to let people who are watching or listening understand that. Well, let me just give you an example of something. I don't think I told you this, but when I was here last year for the master series and I was there for a few days and then I went to London for another conference, and basically between Oxford and London, I happened to run into two different people, just people on the street who were having severe trauma reactions at the moment that I saw them, and who were both expressing in some way basically a misunderstanding about why they were reacting the way they were. So the first thing was I saw someone on a train, a gentleman who was having a panic attack, who was in about my age, middle age, in his 50s, and he was having a panic attack about going on the train. And I could see, well, we were going on the same train and the person who worked there was saying, this gentleman's very anxious. He was telling another person that works there, and because I'm like this way, I see someone in distress. I said, look, I'm a therapist. If you want someone to sit with you who just will understand, we don't have to talk at all. But if you just want someone who you won't have to feel embarrassed to be sitting with me if you're feeling uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm open to that if you want. And he said, please. So then we sat together and he started speaking about how his childhood was very tough. And in his home, it wasn't okay to talk about feelings. And he was being severely bullied and beaten by one of his siblings. And his parents wouldn't do anything to stop it. And they were dismissive when he talked about it. But the real reason that I'm telling this story is because then he said that he had been in therapy, but he was way too messed up for therapy. His therapist told him, oh, you're far beyond anything that we can help with. And that's an important thing, because I think when people have developmental trauma, the way we feel, and I have that too, the way we feel is that something is really broken in us
that's different from everyone else. No one would understand. No one can help. And it's kind of either it's our own fault or there's, you know, we should be okay, but we're not. And that was sort of the message that was reinforced by his experience in the initial therapy that he had, which was cognitive behavioral therapy, very short, brief 12 sessions. So his therapist had said to him, from his interpretation and what he told me, you know, you're too much. We can't help you. Your problems are so severe. You need a very specialized kind of help that only a few people can provide and give and receive. Only, you know, it's only available to a very select few. And I'm saying, did you know that developmental trauma is actually common in 67% of adults across the world? Because that's what the Adverse Childhood Experiences study shows us. And I said, what's this very special therapy? Is it EMDR? And he said, yes, it is. It's EMDR. And I said, so there are a lot of people that can provide that. And it's actually not, it doesn't mean because you've been told you have complex PTSD does not mean that you are severely sick and broken. It just means that your trauma is related to multiple experiences versus just a single incident of a horrible thing, which is not minimizing when I say just, but it really hurt my heart. And that's why I wanted to talk with you, because I want people in the UK and Europe who may not be as aware of what's going on and what movement is happening in the US that's still not also common across the US, but it's more common than it is here, for people to be able to find therapists who understand and can help with complex PTSD or developmental trauma or whatever we want to call it, attachment wounds. And he had the other piece is that he was on a 2-year waiting list to get the EMDR, and he was having no treatment in between, nothing. So if you're so severely ill, but you're getting no care for 2 whole years while you wait for the opening with the therapist, I mean, it's just not, that's not working. So I want people to know what you know and what you do and what your group does and how that it is available. You have your residential program, but there are even outpatient clinics. You have like a whole multiple levels of care in your system. And I think it's really amazing. So that's why I wanted to ask you about it. I didn't give you a chance to say much so far, but that's where I'm coming from.
Well, look, you're right. There are millions of people on this planet who need specialist trauma help. And there are not millions of therapists.
Mm-hmm.
So the maths doesn't work. Even if there were, you have to know you need it. You have to want it. You have to be able to find it. You have to be able to often pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And at every stage of that, you're losing millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do live in a society where trauma care has kind of broken down. I mean, you might think back in the day, if you like, people would be in communities and villages.
Oh, yeah.
And community is a great antidote to trauma, to the symptoms of trauma. That's why our first treatment center was a community care program. It was basically a house which people shared called Chiron House, still there. And that was the model. Then we found that people were too severely unwell to actually live in a house with other people, really the kind of hospital level of care. And I had this whiteboard behind me in the office, and I drew these boxes, which were all the levels on our pathway of care we wanted. And we wanted 5 of them. We had 2 of them. We had some outpatient treatment, which was kind of the end of the pathway, and we had the house, which was where you would come after the alternative to hospital. And we've been able to fill them all in. You know? So it's quite nice that people can now move up and down different levels of care on this pathway while receiving the same kind of trauma-informed therapy. And the problem with trauma-informed therapy is it's quite difficult to do. It's specialist work. It's not like, you know, I trained in EMDR for 2 weekends and now I do it, or I trained in CBT for 6 months, now I do it. Tends to be that therapists that do it are doing their second or third or fourth or fifth training. It's kind of like being a doctor. They've been learning for 10, 12 years and then they get good. So we don't value the therapists as a society. We don't value the practitioners in this. We don't value...
Spoken as a therapist.
Yeah, we don't value or understand the problems that people are having when they have complex trauma.
Right.
We are just telling people with the problems that they either belong in jail or they should get over themselves or get a job. Often the fairly skeptical view of therapy and therapists in general, and then particularly in the broader I guess, academic, political, policy arena where CBT is a big deal. There's just a kind of tribalism about, well, we do it right and you do it wrong, which I think is unhelpful. And there's no one size fits all. There's no one process that helps everyone. I'd certainly never stand up and say that our clinic is right for everyone on planet Earth or that it's perfect. It's important people know it's there just in case it is right for them. But nobody should really be so pleased with themselves that they think what they do is the only thing and the right thing for everyone.
Okay. Well, I'll just say that, you know, I was about to tell you how I think that all therapy should be trauma-informed since, you know, I mean, we all just lived through a worldwide pandemic and we all carry generations of, in our DNA, of what our ancestors went through, where they fled from, fled to, the discrimination, oppression, and maltreatment that they experienced. And, but I agree that there are many different paths. And I think that CBT has a place for symptom reduction when that's what people need in a very brief, limited way. But when you have trauma, as you, I think we both agree that it's not something that is going to heal through CBT, but it can heal through these bottom-up methods. And I think that's important for people to know about, because healing is a possibility. And, you know, when I started in the field, people said that if you had an acute trauma response, an acute stress reaction, it could heal. It could go away. It could heal, get better. But if you developed PTSD, that's it. You have that for life. It's never going to go away. And that's not true. It can actually heal. I've experienced that myself.
We've had people who were treated with, who were told they were bipolar, who come off their meds and said, I don't want to be on these meds anymore. They go back to the doctor and say, actually, I'm stable off the meds. And the doctor said, well, then you could not have been bipolar. There's a kind of chicken and egg fallacy, which makes it difficult. But I think, I get in trouble because I remember when we developed that pathway we were just talking about, they gave it a label from crisis to cure, which is obviously kind of like a snappy.
Sure. Marketing.
Maybe. And but also I thought it was what I wanted when I was a patient. I was in total crisis. I was hospitalized twice. And I just wanted to be better. I didn't want to hear about mitigation or strategy. I actually wanted a cure. I wanted to feel like somebody knew what was wrong with me. I could exit this roundabout. And of course, people say, oh, well, you know, that's overpromising. You can't cure these things, X, Y, and Z. But I'm not sure I agree. I think that you can, depends what you mean by cure.
Right.
I think it's a continuum. I think if people return to living fulfilled and happy and healthy lives, the crisis is cured. And we see that transformation. I've been that person. And I could not have been any sicker when I went into a hospital in Arizona for 5 months. And I was lucky that they had an aftercare trauma unit, which was kind of experimental, where we did EMDR and somatic experiencing. And I was, recovered, transformed. And of course, it has a long tail, like all therapies and all treatments. But today I'm a million times better than I was 15 years ago. You know, if this isn't cure, I don't know what is.
Ready to take your backyard bird watching to the next level? I can't stop telling everybody about my new Feathersnap bird feeder. It's a Wi-Fi enabled smart bird feeder, blending the best of technology and nature. I've enjoyed so much since we got this thing set up, looking up close at the birds when they land on the feeder. I get a notification to my phone with a picture. There's 3 pictures every time a bird lands on the feeder, and I get to see some cool action shots. I can see their faces close up, their eyes, their feathers, the detail on their heads. It's amazing. I've enjoyed seeing woodpeckers, goldfinches, male and female, house finches, chickadees, tufted titmouse, blue jay, a few squirrels. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. I'm excited to share with you that Trauma Therapist Network and Therapy Chat are sponsoring the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health, IMMH, conference in October 10th through 13th at the stunning Gaylord National Harbor Resort in Washington, D.C. Early bird pricing is still available, and I have for you a $100 discount off of the early bird price. There are also special discount rates for the hotel available only through September 16th. This conference is in person and I'm going to be there. I can't wait to meet all of you who are attending in person. I'm going to have an exhibitor table so you can come by and say hi to me. Also trying to organize a Trauma Therapist Network gathering and a therapy chat gathering, maybe a dinner. So I'm hoping that many of you will be there too to hear from leading experts in integrative mental health, including the latest keynote edition, esteemed British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra, along with many other amazing speakers, including multiple time therapy chat guests Dr. Leslie Korn and Linda Tai. You can earn up to 24 CEs and discover the latest research on neuroinflammation, psychedelics, genomics, trauma, nutritional and metabolic psychiatry, the gut-brain connection, the nervous system, the heart-mind connection, etc. Seth Porges and Benjamin Fry, who was a recent Therapy Chat guest, will also be there. Join me at the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference, IMMH 2024. You'll find a link in the show notes to get a ticket with your discount code and a link to book your hotel if you get it by September 16th. So don't miss out. I'll see you there. Go to immh.org and use code TRAUMATH100 to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price. That's TRAUMATH100, TRAUMATH100, to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price through September 16th. My issue with perimenopause was bloating, inflammation. I was also super fatigued and I had a lot of trouble sleeping. Now it's easier to manage menopause with Hormone Harmony. I went to a party last weekend and I couldn't believe how many of the women I was talking to were saying that they were going through perimenopause and had no relief from bloating, gas, hot flashes, mood swings, and just not feeling themselves. And I got it. I told them. I've been there. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. Women can't stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogen. Here's the beauty about adaptogen. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymama.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymama.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
Right.
Good enough for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. When you say cure, it's almost like, even when people talk about a cure for cancer, if someone has cancer and they go through the complete treatment and then they say you are now cancer free, you still have to go back and get scans all the time, which, you know, I wouldn't compare that part to trauma healing, but you can, it's not that there are no lingering effects from what you went through and that, but you can also have a transformative process and what they call post-traumatic growth, which I don't really like that phrase because I just never really felt like it really personally resonated, but I've experienced the resilience, the increased capacity for resilience that you can have after a healing process. And
it's not like life isn't going to stop happening.
Right.
Things will go up, things will go down. It's not like the internal will stop happening. You know, I have good days and bad days, but it's the resilience to know on my worst day, A, it's not nearly as bad as it was 10 years ago, but B, it'll change. I'll be right in a day or two or an hour or two, and it's something to worry about. That for me
right.
is good enough. I mean, you know, I don't expect to become the Dalai Lama, be able to just walk through everything without any internal ripples. But to be able to just be in the world, be functional, be healthy, be happy, be productive, and to weather the ups and downs,
right.
you know, what they call the window of tolerance, to stay in the window of tolerance, even when things are hard.
Or be able to return to it when something happens yeah. that does send you out of it, if a new trauma occurs or a new loss, grief. I mean, we don't, it's not like anyone can go through life. They have had these experiences and then they do a recovery healing process. And then the rest of their life, they never have another challenge that they face ever again. Yeah. That's not life. I mean, what life is full of loss and, you know, we all will lose people we love and experience moments of fear and feeling powerlessness. Especially our cultures,
and I think
are so
you know, I think what one
challenging
of the characteristics
too.
Of PTSD or complex PTSD or trauma is that loss of resilience. So if I don't have that kind of exoskeleton where life can bounce off me a bit, then life becomes a very dangerous place because small things can cause huge perturbations inside of me that I don't have any resilience. So then I have to become very careful about life or very careless. In some cases, people just give up. As if nothing matters, or you become very controlling or very shut down or withdrawn. You know, all these sort of things happen. We adapt so that life is manageable because we're not manageable. And I think one of the great dividends of trauma treatment is that I become more manageable. I become better regulated just by me. So then the outside world has more freedom. You know, I can encounter it differently. I can be more playful with it. I can tolerate risk, I can bear reward, I can bear failure, I can bear success, I can spend time with people I love, but also survive spending time with people I don't love. It's like everything.
And what about being alone?
Yeah, and be alone and be okay with it.
Yeah.
And so the range of what's okay to do in life expands greatly. For me, that kind of characterizes my own personal sense of recovery.
Yeah. I think about I've just been with Ariel Schwartz doing the polyvagal informed yoga workshop for 2 days right before I came here. And, you know, I continually think about that idea. I guess it comes from somatic experiencing and Peter Levine, like that pendulation between the different nervous system states that we can be in a dorsal vagal shutdown and come back through sympathetic activation to ventral vagal, or we can be in sympathetic activation and go up to the ventral vagal or go down to dorsal. Like it's about the ability, you know, our systems are meant to be able to respond flexibly to the actual situation. And with trauma and early wounding that makes us feel that the world is not safe, we can't trust other people, we don't trust ourselves. We're operating from a nervous system that is primed for recognizing threats, even when the threats may be just something that reminds you of a threat from the past, you know, and you don't even realize that. So let me ask you something, because you mentioned going back to when you talked about your nervous breakdown. What would you say about, because I think this is really, really, really important. People say, oh, trauma. Yes, I think my cousin's sister has that or something. And, you know, yes, it's really bad for them. We often don't recognize ourselves as having experienced trauma. What can you say about how you came to understand through your nervous breakdown that that was why you were having that reaction? Like, how did you get from, I don't know that I have trauma, to where you are now?
Well, I was really doing badly. I mean, I'd stopped sleeping, I had terrible anxiety, I'd stopped being able to work. I was just becoming what I would describe as iller and iller. I was eventually admitted to a hospital in London called the Priory, which was a very conventional experience. You know, very, very shaming, really. I was told that there's something wrong with me because I reacted to the drugs differently to others. And the idea that nothing but drugs and CBT was needed just didn't feel right to me. I mean, I felt this really embodied sense of almost trembling, like my whole being was wrapped up in some kind of very extreme reaction. And I was told I had anxiety, one anxiety disorder. And I thought, well, weird. And then eventually...
So it didn't resonate with you, the way they were speaking to you about what you was affecting you.
Not at all. And I got worse and worse. And then I started to get quite suicidal because I was just suffering so much. It wasn't I particularly wanted to die, but it's the only treatment path I could think of.
Didn't want to suffer anymore.
Would briefly end, you know. And I realized because of my training as a psychotherapist, I kind of know the stages of escalation of suicidal ideation, and I really scared myself.
Yeah.
And someone said, oh, go to this place in America, you know, they know trauma or something, and you probably have trauma. I was like, whatever. Okay, you know, I'll do anything. I'll take it on board. So I went, and it was a similar kind of psychiatric hospital type experience with drugs and therapy that I didn't really resonate with, but they did have this aftercare unit, which had been set up by Pierre Melody and Peter Levine, and Francine Shapiro, I think, where they did EMDR and somatic experiencing. And the therapists there were just a whole totally different breed. They'd been trained a totally different way. And they knew what was wrong with me. The first time I met the woman who ran the place, she talked to me for 2 minutes, and then she looked at me and was like, I kind of feel like this is in your stomach. Like, you know, is it? I was like, yes. Been there for a year. Nobody has spoken to that. She's like, yeah, well, you know, come on down. We'll do what we can. And I went there for 4 months. And I'd say, honestly, it saved my life. And that was how I learned. I mean, they would say, oh, you know, your problem is you've got PTSD. I'd laugh. Well, I've never been to war. Well, tell me about your childhood. Like, okay. That's your, you know, you have trauma from early childhood. That'll do. So gradually I've begun to see, I mean, if the treatment works, then you must have that problem.
Well, so, yeah, if it works.
That's what we did. And I started to recover, having had nothing useful happen for a year or more. And I came back to the UK. I didn't really know what to do with myself. So I just copied the trauma clinic and started one here.
All right. Well, that's being open about your inspiration. And that's, I appreciate that. Okay, so I know we need to stop, but I want to, for anyone who's watching this, and people will do this, they'll see this on YouTube or they'll hear the podcast and they'll say, oh, there is a place I can go. Can you just talk for a moment about what would be the process specifically, not from, you know, what phone number to call, but like, what's the process for someone to find themselves to begin even like being screened to see if this program would be available, would be useful to them?
Well, we do an assessment for everyone that comes.
I think they
residential
come in person.
They can come in person, or I mean, since the pandemic, so much has been done on Zoom. It's actually made it a bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
We have people come from many different countries. So obviously it's not convenient for them to come for a visit for assessment.
Right.
But then sometimes people do. And then they get a chance. But they particularly come for an assessment in person for the residential because they want to look around, see if they actually want to spend, you know, weeks or months there. And from the assessment, we will usually, and you'll understand, it's kind of reframe their story through the lens of trauma, the way we understand trauma, the way we treat trauma, and we'll kind of reformulate what we think the problem is and therefore what we recommend the treatment to be. And sometimes it's a residential program, sometimes it's an outpatient program. And people sometimes go between the two. So it can vary.
Okay. So the lowest level of care you have is outpatient clinic?
Yeah. You can come for an hour a week, like just seeing a regular
therapy. So then that process would be they just...
groups. So they can also do groups and 1 or 2 hours a week. It's quite a good mixture.
So let's say someone's watching or listening who's thinking, well, I'm not suicidal. I don't think I need a residential program. But I do need a lot of help right now.
Right.
How would they start with the outpatient services?
Well, we have an intensive outpatient as well.
So okay.
It's like Monday to Thursday, I think, 9 to 5, all day, every day type program.
Okay.
So for people who don't want to go residential but think, you know, I need a bit more help than an hour or two a week, you can kind of immerse themselves in the process. That's the same process. So you have an assessment and then...
But you wouldn't have to go to the... residential place for the assessment.
No, you can. I mean, you can do either of these things in London or in the residential place, or you can do them online.
Okay.
So, and you might think you're planning to go to one and end up in the other, depending on
they'll determine what level of care is the one that they think will fit the best. Yeah. Okay. And then the next question is, and this is partly because we do things differently in the US in terms of paying for treatment, but how do they pay? Because like if someone's coming from another country, they aren't going to have, they're not based in the UK. So that would be different. But like, what are the, just some of the like spectrum of ways that people can access the care in terms of payment?
I'll give you one good piece of news. So we pay for people's travel. So because we recognize it's hard to travel. I had to travel to Arizona for treatment. It's hard. We organize and pay for people's travel. So there's a sense in that they're being kind of, we're bringing the clinic to them rather than them having to run around the world to come to us. And sometimes it's a small thing, but.
So that's even if they're like in India?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hong Kong or California.
Wow. Whatever.
I mean, we've had people from, I think, 35 countries. So, but after that, it's really down to you and your insurance company. So most insurance companies, as you probably know, try their best not to pay for things. And they've got many good reasons not to pay for what we're doing because it's not CBT and medication. Right? It doesn't fit the paradigm.
Although it's, I think, has probably better outcomes.
We hope for the right people, yeah, has better outcomes. So most people pay for themselves. In the UK, the NHS pay for some people that come to us, which is great. And we've had some insurance companies cover it. Often it's when people have kind of elective parts of their insurance. So there's an amount of insurance that they can decide that they spend themselves.
Okay.
That tends to work. But there's so many different insurance policies around the world. It's just really hard. It's a case by case basis.
Okay. Well, for people in the US, if they have private insurance and they can see if their insurance might cover some or all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's great to know. So you have outpatient groups, IOP.
We have a halfway house. I mean, let me take you from the top. So
yeah.
We have like an alternative to hospital, which we call the clinic, current clinic, which is 24/7 staffed, high staff to client ratio.
The reason I'm asking this is clinic in the US would usually be an outpatient clinic.
Okay.
So that's why I'm clarifying. So keep going.
We don't call it a hospital because we don't know what hospitals do. It's not flooded with doctors. Restrain people or drug them or do anything like that. But it's that level of care, you know, when you really want to be looked after 24/7. And then we have the original treatment, which was the residence, the house, current house, where people kind of live together a bit more in community. So they're slightly lower need, but still need a residential care. And then we have a halfway house, which is an independent building in the same village. People live independently, and then they come in for treatment Monday to Friday. And then outpatient, we have the intensive outpatient in Harley Street. Than just normal outpatient 1 or 2 hours a week with or without a group.
Okay. And group is with outpatient, not just groups alone. Nobody could just come
and actually do
groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
they could.
Our low cost offering is come to a group and pay whatever you can afford. So, you know,
y'all hear that?
You get a trauma therapist and some other people that are struggling alongside you.
I mean, just think about that man I mentioned on the train could go use those groups and he would have. Much more care than he was getting. He was using 12-step groups, which are useful, but I mean, there's no treatment in that.
Sure.
It's peer-led, so it's good, but it's not when, you know, someone's really suffering. I don't think that's, it's better than nothing. It is.
Yeah, I'm a big
fan. I think a group with qualified trauma specialists is going to be different from a 12-step group, which can be very beneficial, and it's a real connection. I'm not knocking that, but
that it's polyvagal informed, which most 12-step groups are by accident.
They are?
Well, yeah, because then you end up feeling safe in a 12-step group, typically because you don't have to talk. And if you do talk, nobody's allowed to then jump down your throat and talk about what you talked about. And nobody's really the boss. So it's kind of, there's this safe space.
Yeah. Okay.
And a really good 12-step group, in my experience, just emerges into a feeling of communal safety. And if you look at the polyvagal theory, it would make sense that a group run that way would work out that way, which is great.
Well, so, yeah. Judgment on them from this end.
12-step groups, trauma-informed groups. Groups are great. I love groups.
Yeah.
A lot of group work when I was working clinically in the clinic and in current house. And it's where the community comes together. It can be beautiful.
Benjamin. Thank you for taking the time to explain this. I hope that people who find this find the help that they're looking for and realize that they're not broken. And the only thing wrong with them is that something happened that's still impacting them. It doesn't go away by itself. And that help is available, and
yeah,
it can really get better.
Who understand how to finish that. It's just a reaction to an earlier threat that's not yet finished. And there are people out there who know how to help with that. And that can really change your life.
Yeah. So tell everyone, where can they, what's the online place to access You can tell me or them.
Or just go to chironclinics.com, chironclinics.com, and the information will be there.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for being my guest on Therapy Chat today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
I'm excited to share with you that Trauma Therapist Network and Therapy Chat are sponsoring the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health, IMMH, conference in October 10th through 13th at the stunning Gaylord National Harbor Resort in Washington, D.C. Early bird pricing is still available, and I have for you a $100 discount off of the early bird price. There are also special discount rates for the hotel available only through September 16th. This conference is in person and I'm going to be there. I can't wait to meet all of you who are attending in person. I'm going to have an exhibitor table so you can come by and say hi to me. Also trying to organize a Trauma Therapist Network gathering and a Therapy Chat gathering, maybe a dinner. So I'm hoping that many of you will be there too to hear from leading experts in integrative mental health, including the latest keynote edition, esteemed British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra, along with many other amazing speakers, including multiple-time Therapy Chat guests Dr. Leslie Korn and Linda Tai. You can earn up to 24 CEs and discover the latest research on neuroinflammation, psychedelics, genomics, trauma, nutritional and metabolic psychiatry, the gut-brain connection, the nervous system, the heart-mind connection, etc. Seth Porges and Benjamin Fry, who was a recent Therapy Chat guest, will also be there. Join me at the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference, IMMH 2024. You'll find a link in the show notes to get a ticket with your discount code and a link to book your hotel if you get it by September 16th. So don't miss out. I'll see you there. Go to immh.org and use code TRAUMATH100 to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price. That's TRAUMATH100, TRAUMATH100, to save $100 off the early bird in-person ticket price through September 16th.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.